Blog Talk Radio.
And all access football exclusive.
Greetings and salutations here from the NFL Draft Bible. I'm your host, Beau Marchant. And today we're joined with Thad Turner, the Ohio Bobcat. He was 2009 second team All-Mac, and he was an invitee to the East-West Shrine All-Star Game. And that's a great platform to showcase your skills in front of the NFL eyes that are going to be taking notice of Thad as he moves forward. Thad, how you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well. Thanks for having me.
Oh, anytime. Now, obviously, you just got done about, you know, I'd say 3 weeks ago playing in the East-West Shrine game. Talk about that experience and what it meant, you know, to be down there.
Yeah, it was a really good experience just to be, you know, invited and amongst the guys that, you know, that people consider the best seniors in the game across the country. And to be a part of that list was very gratifying for me. You know, sometimes people try to downplay the MAC conference or smaller conferences, but every year, you know, there's good players that come out of those conferences that end up in the NFL and be a part of that group and playing against guys that go to, you know, USC and Cal and whatever school that people have so much prestige under. And, you know, Ohio University is now part of that group. And I think I was the sixth guy from my school to play in the East-West Shrine game. And, you know, it was a really good experience.
Excellent. In your time at the East-West Shrine game, I mean, was there any awe moments that, you know, maybe a moment where you had to pinch yourself or, you know, maybe a guy like Michael Singletary, for example, you know, wanted to talk with you, anything like that?
I would say our receiver coach, it was, you know, a long-time veteran in the game, and just being around him and seeing how, you know, how veterans go. He, you know, he's not a coach, but, you know, he's played in the league so long. The name's Keenan McCardell. There it goes. And he was a receiver coach for our team. And just being around him, and I, you know, when I walked in the meeting room, I saw him, I'm like, man, this guy looks familiar. You know, but, you know, it's hard to just come up to people and just start to talk about something like, no, that's not me. But it definitely was him. And I remember just watching him as I grew up, and I always watched him. And he was one of the receivers that I thought was a really solid receiver. Matter of fact, when I went to Ohio University, I came in as a receiver. And so he was somebody that I looked up to. And, you know, I always thought that he ran great routes. And just to see him face to face, you know, that was one of those moments where I had to pinch myself and like, man, this is it right here, you know.
Excellent. We're speaking with Thad Turner, Ohio Bobcat, defensive back, East-West Shrine invitee. Thad, looking at your game, I mean, obviously, 2005, you arrive in Athens. You know, when you got there, I think you were known as the Earthworm because you were skinny. But
yeah,
it's 2009. I mean, has this experience, I mean, did it go really quick? I mean, or did it, you know, were you waiting for this, you know, kind of dragging on?
Well, you know, like you said, you know, when I got to Ohio, I was actually 145 pounds, so I was really small, and you know, I came in as a receiver, but, you know, I redshirted, and as I look back, it did go by really, really fast, but it's something that you know, I was looking forward to since the day that I walked into Ohio. You know, me and a couple other guys that signed at that class, you know, that was our main goal when we came in, you know, was to possibly play in the NFL and put ourselves in a position where we could play in the NFL in the next year. And one of those guys that I signed in with was actually Michael Mitchell, and he's second-round draft pick last year and played with the Oakland Raiders. And, you know, to put myself in a position where, you know, I can be in a similar situation, it's just, you know, it's like another one of those moments where I can pinch myself. But it's definitely something that, you know, I thought about, I'm looking forward to, and I went to Ohio with it on my mind.
Excellent. And in terms of your game, I mean, what I have you listed is about 6 foot, 185. But for that size, you are very, very, very physical. I mean, you get a good jam at the receivers. I mean,
right.
You recorded 60 tackles, sixth on the defense,
right.
You know. 60 tackles for a defensive back when you're kind of a man on an island alone, that's a
right.
lot of tackles. I mean, obviously, you pride yourself on that physicality of it.
Well, this year, you know, I was able to talk to some guys that did my scouting report and before the season, and some of the things that they told me, some of the criticisms was that, you know, there was doubts about me being physical enough, you know, to play in the NFL. And that was something that I took to heart during the off season. You know, I hit the weight room harder. I gained weight. Matter of fact, I'm about 190 plus, 192 or so. You know, I maintain my speed. And it was something that, you know, I really, really consciously thought about. You know, if they say that I'm not physical enough, then I'm going to exceed all expectations, you know, and that's just something that I've always wanted to do. I always take criticisms to heart and try to break them, you know, and so, and also, you know, playing receiver once before, you know, that's the only thing I've always felt like the only thing that could stop me as a receiver is if a DB gets their hands on me. You know, and I know that, you know, if I do that as a defensive back, that's what's going to bother them, you know. So just looking at it from that perspective, you know, I know how to stop them a little bit.
Excellent. We're speaking with Thad Turner, Ohio Bobcats defensive back. And, obviously the physical style is there. You have great straight line speed. I mean, so you can definitely cover these guys up if, you know, they get past you. In terms of your training, where are you training at, and what's your biggest focus right now in this combine-type training that you're doing?
I'm in Boca Raton, Florida. It's about 30 minutes north of Miami at XPE Sports. My trainer is Tony Villani. You know, he's a great trainer. It's a great facility. It's a lot of really, really good guys here. It's about 18 to 20 guys training here. To be honest with you, you know, I'm one of the lesser draft choices, I guess you can say, that's training here. It's about like 18, 20 guys, and probably about 15 of those are going to get drafted in the top half of the draft. You know, we got Eric Berry here, Rolando McClain, Javid Best. You know, the list goes on forever. Like, if we were to put together a team from the guys that are here, I mean, it would be pretty unstoppable. But, you know, I'm learning from some of these guys, you know, like Eric Berry, you know, went to the Thorpe. I don't know if he won the Thorpe, but he went to the Thorpe finalist, and just looking at what he does to get himself better. And looking at, you know, some guys that I played against, like I played against Hardesty at Tennessee, and just looking at them and learning from them, and, you know, and they're learning from me. And also another thing that I'm getting from it is that, you know, I could have easily played in the ACC or the SEC, but leaving high school is 145 pounds. Some of those guys, you know, leave high school a little bit more developed, but it's not where you start, it's where you finish. And I feel like I'm in a good place right now. But yes, I'm in Boca, training hard, and really my focus right now is just to, you know, of course, speed, just that 40 time. You know, I feel like I'm a naturally fast guy, you know, but there's always room for improvement. You know, that 40 is, you know, more about technique than really just flat out speed. You know, there's guys that run really, really, really fast that can't run a 40, you know. But Jacoby Ford is one of the fastest guys in NCAA. He's training here too, you know. So I look at him, you know, and I learn from every single thing that I do. Like, you know, every single thing that I look at is I always see it as a learning experience. And watching these guys and learning from my trainer, it's just all helping me out.
Excellent. And I think Jacoby won the 100 meters back in May. So, yeah, Jacoby can definitely move when it comes to speed. Now, you brought up a great point, I mean, earlier, and I agree with you. I mean, the MAC doesn't get a lot of hype when it comes to the NFL eyes for whatever reasons. I mean, you have your Ben Roethlisbergers, your David LaFever,
right.
Julian Edelman, your Joshua Cribbs, James Harrison. I mean, the list goes on and on. Mm-hmm. When you're down here in Boca Raton and you're training with these guys, mm-hmm. does it help make you a little bit more relaxed that you're seeing the Eric Berrys and the Javid Best and you're like, you know what, I can play with these guys. You know, I belong where you're not, you know, kind of overwhelmed at the last minute you get to work with these guys.
It definitely does help you get more relaxed, you know, and also when I went to East-West Shrine game, you know, and seeing other guys practice and, you know, I'm like, hey, you know what, I ride along with these guys, you know, and it doesn't really matter what conference you're from, you know, there's really good players that come out of the MAC, you know, there's like, for example, Freddie Barnes, you know, the receiver out of Bowling Green, he's training here. He's a really, really, really good receiver, you know, learning more and more. You know, we go back and forth about the game that we played against each other, you know, and we end up winning on the last second play. He fortunately dropped the ball, you know, on a go-ahead touchdown, what would have been the go-ahead touchdown. And I remember I was guarding him on that play. And, you know, we go back and forth about that same play for hours every day, you know. But there's really good players that come out of the MAC. Matter of fact, scouts ask me all the time, hey, what's the best receiver that you defend, you know. And without a doubt, you know, with no hesitation, I would say Taylor Price. And that's not just because he was on my team. You know, he's really, really the best receiver that I've gone against in college. You know, Taylor Price, Ohio Bobcats. He just he's really fast. On top of that, you don't really find too many receivers that's fast, big, and physical, and has good hands. You know what I mean? Like, he has all the tools of the trade. And there's players like that. But the good thing about the NFL is, you know, there's people out there that their job is to find those players. So I have no doubt in my mind that they're going to find those guys. And I feel like, you know, I'm amongst them. Now it's just up to me.
Excellent. And, you know, I'm glad you brought up Taylor Price, because I was actually going to bring his name up when I was down at the Senior Bowl. I had a chance to talk with him, and we discussed some of the same things that you brought up about the MAC. And ironic enough, you brought up Freddie Barnes, because I was going to ask you his thoughts, but you already explained that to us, and that's very exciting. Thad, I always ask everyone that comes on the show this question, because I love to hear the response. If we put Thad Turner under an NFL helmet in an NFL uniform and we put you out there on the NFL field, who are you going to remind us of the most?
Darrell Revis. Darrell Revis is the most complete corner in the game right now. He's physical at the line. You know, right now he's being known as the best cover corner in the game right now. And, you know, I don't want to sound too overconfident, but I believe that my strength is playing press man. You know, when I watch Darrell Revis play his games, he plays a lot of his snaps play at press man. That's where I feel most comfortable. He can also come up and make the tackle on physical running backs. You know, to me, he is one of the best cornerbacks in the game right now, and that's who I strive to aim to be like, and that's what I aim to, you know, be like, and that's where I see myself. You know, but there's also really good corners out there, like Nambi. Nambi's so athletic for the Raiders. And, but overall, I would say Darrell Revis, because he presses a lot more than other cornerbacks out there.
And how about your game individually? I mean, is there one thing besides – I know you said you wanted to become more physical heading into your senior season. But besides that, I mean, is there one thing that you really take pride in that you just – you know, you just think that's a really positive thing about your game as a defensive back?
I don't give up touchdowns. You know, I think that's one of the big things. Like, in 20-plus starts, I think I gave up two or three total touchdowns. And that was no matter where we are in the field, whether we're in the red zone or out in the field, I think I gave up maximum three touchdowns in 20-plus starts on a passing play. So that's one thing that I definitely pride myself in. Like, no matter what, I don't give up touchdowns.
Excellent. We're speaking with Thad Turner, 2009 second-team All-MAC, joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, powered by All Access Football here on the Fantasy Sports Channel. Thad, before we let you go today, we always have a little fun with the guys with some fun one-liners we call three and out. You ready to roll with that?
All right, cool. Yeah.
Now, obviously you heard me say earthworm earlier in the show, so it might have got you thinking. Now, I also have another little tidbit of information. Somebody on the Ohio team told me that when you eat French fries or any finger foods, you use all five fingers when you could only use two.
I already know.
Now, I got three guys. Is it Brandon Jones, Taylor Price, or Chris Garrett?
Chris Garrett.
Yeah, you nailed it.
Chris Garrett. Funny thing about it is his middle name's actually Thaddeus, which is actually my name, and I tease him all the time that he really wants to be just like me because his family calls him Thaddeus, but I'm letting everybody know here today. He really wants
Excellent.
To be me.
Excellent. Okay, Fab, we want to thank you for joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible, and we look forward to touching base as you move forward to the NFL Draft.
All right, appreciate it.
Yep. And that's Thad Turner. Yep. And that's Thad Turner, Ohio Bobcat, joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. And like I said, obviously he's bulked up. He's 190, 192, and that's perfect size. He's 6 feet tall, and the physical part of it, and that's a great tidbit. He let everyone know. I mean, only allowing a few touchdowns over his career at Ohio. I mean, the final say when the game is over is the scoreboard, and if you have a guy that can shut down the opposing receiver, that's all you need to know. Ohio Bobcat, Thad Turner, joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I'm your host, Beau Marchant, and as always, have a great weekend.